what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better
right now. Yeah,
nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
It's episode 734 of Hard Factor. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. It is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. I'm Will. We got Mark, Pat, Wes, the whole gang here for this Friday episode. And real quick at the top, Green Room. You hear Pat talk about it at the top of the show in the ad, but now, today, it's time to join us on there. Spotify's Green Room app. Download it and join us in there today at 5 p.m. Eastern.
We got going on there, Will?
Yeah,
you're about to say it. Yeah.
People need to bring their wildest stories. You can be personal stories. You could find the story on the internet, but verifiable somehow. Call into the Green Room show with it. Tell it to us. And the wildest story is going to win a free piece of merch from the Hard Factor store.
Ooh, so, there you go.
Look at that.
That's right, baby. Free t-shirt or free whatever, like not a hoodie. We're not going crazy here.
No hoodies.
Bring your crazy stories, yeah.
Free tea. Free tea. Clarifying. Or tea value.
Tea.
But yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I mean, I'm super excited. I love the Green Room shows. Lots of, but I think that'll, if you have some good stories to bring, that's a good way to like open the floor a little bit easier for everybody.
Yeah, we're all friends there. No reason to be shy. Just come on in.
The floor's been closed for too long. I'll be honest with you.
It's true.
It's time to open it up.
We're all about opening floors here at Hard
Factor.
Whoa,
that story is crazy. Guess what? You get a free t-shirt. Thanks for joining our Green Room.
Oh, no. We lost your address. I'm just kidding. We won't do that.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Wes won't do that.
Nope. I take good care of my merch people.
Thank you, Wes. Your service is much appreciated. Anything else, fellas, before we hop into this? Lots of stuff to go over. We got voicemails and reviews, of course, at the end.
We had our first like prank call on the Patreon Florida Man Friday today. So if you're thinking about joining the Patreon, this is a good one to
today
join.
Today's a good day to join. If you like prank calls, we had a couple prank calls. One of them was really good, and we're gonna probably start. Turns out, most states let you record people against their will.
I wouldn't say against their will. I'd say without their consent,
without their knowledge or consent. Sure. Right? Yeah.
So we might start pranking more often, but check out the Patreon Florida Man Friday. Good episode. Good prank call. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/HardFactor.
Now, make sure you ask for Will before you go for it. You got to make sure that she gives you Will.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your will to sleep with me?
Right. Well, prank calling is a little bit different than
I don't mean to home will base. On our show.
I mean,
where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay.
Let's separate the two, the prank calls and the having sex with people.
You're talking about sexual consent.
Let's not, I see.
Yeah, those are definitely consent, two different
things. Let's not couple those two together. They're different things.
Thankfully, two different things. Prank calls would not. I mean, could you
untangle them in my mind? Then, good luck.
All right,
both a lot of fun.
Old headphone cord. They're staying.
Is this
together.
A prank call? No, I'm balls deep. Damn.
I don't know.
All right. Let's do the news.
Let's do it. First up, it's a cup of coffee in the big time. Whoa.
Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time.
It is July 23rd, and I forgot to load my pictures, so 1 second.
Just tell us about it.
1 second. I'm going to bring them in.
Can you guys see what's behind me on my computer screen back there?
It looks like cleavage.
Yeah, but it looks like male cleavage.
Well, no.
It looks like, or like a baby. It means like a...
Yeah, what is that? Those aren't boobs behind you?
They are, but they're
SD boobs.
But they're very sweaty boobs, which is has to do with my TikTok international story.
They look like boobs that are giving an interview on Dateline where they want to not let people know their identity.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
Oh, boobs good. Well, committed a crime.
I'm excited to get to that. Thank you, Wes, for stalling while I brought in the July 23rd holidays.
Anytime I can talk about boobs, you just let me know.
Oh, and actually, it fits perfectly because first holiday, Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Oh, okay.
You guys see the Dolly Parton video that she did for her husband on his birthday?
No.
No.
So, yeah, I saw it.
There's a lot of strong GILF energy out there. Gorgeous Grandma Day, July 23rd. Yeah. What'd you think of that video, Pat?
She's a saint. I can't believe she hasn't had back problems.
Right.
Well, she has. And okay. I thought two things about that video. Well, one, it showed a lot of her skin, which made me maybe a little bit more skeptical about the rumor that she's tattooed from head to toe.
Oh,
right?
She's not.
There's a rumor that Dolly Parton's tattooed from head to toe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, no.
And then the other thing I thought is, man, if you were running, you wouldn't want to run into Dolly Parton's chest because it looks like a fucking hard ass brick wall.
Those things are solid.
Yeah.
Definitely solid.
Break a champagne bottle on them if you wanted to celebrate Dolly. That's the way you do it.
Christener. She's a goddamn national treasure. She's like Betty White.
Dude, she buys a book for every kid in Tennessee.
She's a delight. Yeah, she's a delight.
Once a year.
Very nice.
She was also showing off in that video about how she was like on the first Playboy cover, and she still looks like pretty much like just as good.
She wasn't on the first Playboy cover.
One of the first. I don't know.
Marilyn Monroe.
Her first Playboy cover. Her first one she was showing off, and then she was talking about how she thinks she looks better now. And
she as a person is maybe better than a rack, which is crazy. She's great rack, better person.
That's like saying a lot.
Definitely better than iRack.
Yeah, right. There you go.
She's also fabulous in the show favorite Steel Magnolias.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice. I'll have to check that one out.
You want
to
get Dolly's rack up there instead of this sweaty?
Yeah, the background pick.
I mean, this one's pretty good.
Gorgeous Grandma Day. Shout out Dolly Parton. Also, Hot Enough For You Day. It's July 23rd. Is it hot enough for you? Yeah. Lumberjack Day. Mosquito Day. You'd think they put Lumberjack Day on a cooler day. National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
That's what I'm talking about. What's
very
my flavor?
Good. Delicious. Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. Pioneer Day observed, only in the state of Utah. Sprinkle Day. World Sojourners Day. Sorgans. World Sorgans Day.
Not going to even attempt it.
And yada, yada, yada. There's a soft J, and that's Sorgans Day.
So. Mm-hmm.
Vanilla ice cream's my day. I used to go to Baskin-Robbins with the family as a child, and I would only get vanilla ice cream. And then at one point, my mom forced me to get another flavor. And so I perused, and I went with French vanilla.
Yeah, she said, Mark, you need a personality.
Yeah, exactly. you little idiot.
I'm with a little bit of a Mark. Slight.
What's that?
I said it's a little bit of a slight to vanilla ice cream to also have chocolate and peanut butter on the same day. Little insulting, in my opinion.
You think so?
You get to pick which one you want, you know?
Yeah. It being sprinkle day is kind of honest, if you know what I mean. Can't have one without the other.
Right, vanilla ice cream and sprinkles?
Yeah.
True, maybe it's just a big time like Reese's Cup crumble guy that's bringing in the peanut butter and chocolate.
I don't know. Give me a pint of Breyers vanilla, no toppings, and I'm fine.
I'm a big time vanilla bean guy.
Yeah, vanilla bean.
Delicious. All right. Also today in history, July 23rd, in 1903, the Ford Motor Company sold its first car. So you know where that went after that. Lots more cars sold. In 1952, the Egyptian monarchy was toppled by a military coup. And in 1999, the U.S. astronaut Eileen Collins became the first woman to command a space mission. So
that was a scary mission, huh?
Better day than July 22nd, though. Pat, you didn't miss much. There was like nothing in history on July 22nd. So update I missed yesterday, though. Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader for the Republicans. He's not going to let any Republicans into the January 6th committee now that the gyms got rejected. So no Nickelback presentations for the committee from Rodney Davis, unfortunately. Pelosi says she still wants Republicans in it, though. We'll see what happens. I'm going to stop paying attention to this story altogether because it's been bullshit the entire time. Just a lot of posturing. So who knows what will happen with the January 6th committee.
Who knows?
No Nickelback presentation. That's the only important part. Okay. But another way better update from yesterday's show, or this 2 days ago show at number 5, If you're listening to this right now, you can also listen to Kanye's new album, Donda.
Oh, shit.
It dropped.
Pat, have you been listening to that?
Not yet. Pat can listen to it like pretty soon after we wrap up recording. It drops at midnight, July 23rd. So 12 a.m. July 23rd. Some other albums also dropping at the same exact time. Kendrick Lamar, Nation. Drake, Certified Lover Boy. ASAP Rocky, All Smiles. Travis Scott, Utopia. Silk Sonic, self-titled album. Frank Ocean, Brunette. Lil Uzi Vert, Love is Rage 3, Lil Wayne, The Carter 6, Dang, Young what? Thug, Barter 7, and Future DS3. And to that, somebody on Twitter replied with a picture of Emmett Smith referencing Wayne dropping an album in 2021. It's like, it's just the old guy, you know, he's out of place.
Yeah, he is. But right. What the fuck? All those artists are dropping their albums tonight, you said?
Yeah,
or like, or midnight?
That's weird. It's weird. All coming out July 23rd.
Pat, what's up with that? You're the music industry guy. What the hell is that all about?
I don't. Well, I'd be curious if they're all albums. I was initially going to say that because I didn't hear about that. I initially was going to say when I heard that ASAP or Travis Scott were dropping theirs, I was like, man, tough shit. Because Kanye doesn't plan his stuff. Like Kanye finished his album and was like, this day, probably like a week and a half ago. He can't be managed. He has no manager. So I was like, man, those other guys, they do plan their shit. They have teams and they're not manic depressives. So I was like, man, a bummer for them, but this has to be planned. This has to be a situation.
Right. With all these albums. Cause it's like so much new music.
Where did you see that, Will? I don't believe that.
It's on Twitter.
I don't believe that's true. I think someone's tricking people on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm Googling like Drake new album and I'm not seeing a release date. Like, I don't think it's possible that all those albums are coming out tonight.
That would be very marketing, not smart.
It'd be stupid.
Yeah,
it would really break stupid. The internet.
Wow. Well,
it's not broken.
Hell of a block party, I'll tell you what.
My internet got broken, I guess.
Put that list up
one more time.
No, I just, this was a trending tweet.
Yeah, because someone tricked everyone, I think.
Yeah, well, it was still worth it because it was mostly I put it up for the meme, you see, of Emmett Smith where he's like Lil Wayne.
But you thought this was true.
I did think it was true, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, if I'm wrong, I apologize. I'm Googling like Frank Ocean new
no,
album.
No, I'm glad you're fact checking it. That's good.
It's pretty safe that it's not true.
Good. Yeah. It's not true. But
if it is true, it should be a fucking national holiday.
It should.
If it is true, no one's going to get any sleep tonight because that's like 10 awesome albums.
You could still listen to Donda, but also the meme of thought Lil Wayne.
Sorry, boss. I was up listening to 6 new albums last night. Didn't get any sleep. Didn't get a wink of sleep.
Remember when Emmett Smith called himself a diamond surrounded by trash when he was on the Cardinals?
I mean, was he wrong?
No, I don't think so. But I liked late career Emmett Smith. All right, well, I guess
one last update from yesterday's show. Also a good update. The 200 cases of monkeypox aren't cases. They're tracing these people. So there's still only one case of monkeypox. There's 200 people being contact traced in 27 states. I would say just kill those people, probably burn them to death. But so far, only one case. So that's good.
Okay. Good. That's really good. Less good that all those new albums aren't coming out. But you can listen to Kanye West's Donda. So Kanye West's, not Kanye West's. That you don't need the extra S. All right, number 4, keeping it in entertainment, Eric Clapton, still massively trending. He was like trending for 2 days straight. So people are very worked up about vaccines and whether or not you need a vaccine right now. Also, Dr. Dre and Activision are in trouble, legal trouble with the state of California. Anna Faris had a secret elopement, but on a chiller note in the entertainment world, the new Dune trailer dropped. And I sent you guys a link to that. Anybody watch it?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. It looks pretty good, right?
Looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got Batista and Momoa. It's HBO Max and theaters on October 22nd.
Momoa, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's got all sorts of people. It looks great. It looks awesome.
Don't let your lady see it.
Timothy Chalamet is in there?
Yeah. Yes, he's the main guy.
Oh, he's like the kid guy?
He's the main character, yeah, nice. Paul. Yeah.
I got a little inside baseball on Dune.
What's up?
You know how it ends? You read the book?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen it or anything. But Elon Musk, big fan.
Look out
for some Elon Musk.
All nerds, right?
I think he's seen it.
It is the It is the like the equivalent of like you know, like Lord of the Rings type level.
Right.
It's one of the top sci-fi novels of all time.
Huge in the nerd world, right?
Original Dune.
Big
enormous
time.
In the nerd world.
Hard to watch.
Yeah. Oh, Original Dune's trash. Who directed that? Was it
Lynch.
Yeah, David Lynch. Yeah, it's trash. Don't watch the original Dune, or do, and then be wowed by how much better the new one is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jason,
but don't watch the 80s Dune. Don't watch it.
I see what happened on that tweet there. Those are all fake albums. Mm-hmm. Donda's the only real album. So that's what happened. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. We got your back, buddy.
I still the Emmett Smith meme just killed me. That's why I was laughing for like 10 minutes when I found that. All right, number three, taking it from entertainment to sports, but sadly back to vaccines, unfortunately. People are vaccine fucking crazy right now. DeAndre Hopkins, D-Hop, was getting all kinds of shit on Twitter for his post about not wanting to take the vaccine. I saw Leonard Fournette had a similar take. And what Hopkins said was, never thought I would say this, but... being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. And then he deleted that later and then posted freedom question mark. I mean, he's just obviously upset about the NFL's new policy, which is going to basically punish teams if they have a COVID outbreak. So if a team has to cancel a game because of COVID outbreak,
they take an
on
L?
Their team, they and it can't be rescheduled. Ooh. They take an L for that.
So DeAndre Hopkins has to ask himself, right? Is the NFL his country? And the answer there, DeAndre, is going to be a big no. And then DeAndre needs to school himself about liability in the American court system, which is fucking terrible, and realize that the NFL has no other choice, bro.
I mean, he's just saying it sucks that he doesn't want to take the vaccine and it could make his team lose a game. So
D-Hop had 115
like.
Catches for 1,400 yards last
season. Yeah, he's the best receiver in the NFL, arguably.
He's pretty good. Yeah. And that's with Kyler Murray, who's a great athlete, but not the best passing quarterback of all time. So,
again, Leonard Fournette, other players also are feeling the same way. So
I mean, if you can catch 120 catches in a season, a lot of them one-handed, you know.
But this is what's going on, basically, is that some people don't want to take it, and a lot of people just – it enrages them.
I got to be honest.
To a degree that's
– it's just the worst topic of all time. It's like COVID's become up there with, like, religion, abortion. It's just like a shitty topic to talk about.
It's disgusting how mad people get,
It's – you can't win. It's COVID sucks. The only thing you can say is COVID sucks, and everything related to it sucks. So, fun.
Real fucking fun. Number two, let's make it something that is fun. President Biden, he came out to a CNN town hall on Wednesday night. And of course, you know, I was not planning to cover it because I didn't think there was going to be much viewership. There wasn't. I'll get to that later. But the only clip that really went viral was a blooper. So here it is. Wes also shared it on Twitter.
That's underway. Just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is, in fact, is going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
Lemon jumps in to save his ass.
Got back on track on his own.
No, he didn't.
No, he
had to clarify what he's talking about.
He got there after, what, 30?
It's a full 30 seconds of incoherent rambling.
I mean, look.
Full 30.
A lot of people
seconds.
Give Don Lemon shit, you know, but he deserves an Emmy for just standing there politely and not interrupting the president. Like, that was Emmy-worthy.
Painful.
Politeness.
Painful clip.
Yeah.
Painful clip. Biden also got mocked for having a tiny audience in a giant auditorium. There's a picture of it. He only filled, like, the first three rows.
Oh, wow.
But he did it in a big auditorium for some reason. It's weird. He also was mocked for claiming you can't catch COVID if you're vaccinated. That's obviously false.
Right. He also said that car prices haven't inflated at all when they have across the board. And the biggest burn against President Biden's town hall on CNN was that it only got 1.5 million views. It didn't even beat Fox News on a normal night. Just classic Joe Zilla for you. Yeah, up and down the board.
I wouldn't even like trust Joe Biden to like remember like a food order. Like he's incapable of even being a waiter right now. He's so out of it. Well, he's awful.
To be fair, you were incapable of being a waiter too when you were a waiter.
Yeah, I was. So I'm also not running for president. So
we've all been there at some point in our lives. Yeah. Joe's there. He's there. He's in the place.
Look, he's had a lot of plays, you know. He's like Emmett Smith on the Cardinals.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it comes back. There's Joe.
Now Joe's had to think a lot about politics for a very long time, and it's maybe he's just Emmett Smith on the Cardinals now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the diamond. It's
probably other people. Probably other people running the show. Probably
don't know if he's the diamond in this case. All right, number one in the cup of coffee in the big time today. Finally, fellas, we're going back where we belong, to space, to close out the week on a fun note. Oh man, I had a Macho Man sound clip, but I didn't load it. Damn it.
Didn't load much, did you, Will?
No, I didn't. But the audio listeners will still hear it, hopefully.
Not taking that orders very well today, are you?
Cool. Space is the place. What? Hello.
No, I'm in Biden zone. It's been a huge week, fellas, in space for Jupiter and its moons. First, here's a flyby video the NASA Juno spacecraft got of Jupiter's biggest moon, Ganymede. They got it earlier this month. I mean, it's silent. You can just watch it, but you can see the craters and the ice storms on its surface. This is a Jupiter moon. So it's making a lot of people think, like, with a surface like that, a lot going on. Could there be, you know, alien life living on these moons, these outer world moons? It's got ice storms, sandstorms, craters.
Those are some tough life forms that can handle all that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to fuck with them.
No.
And while that breathtaking video wraps up, you should also know that one day after that was filmed, amateur astronomer Kai Lai found Jupiter's 79th official moon. So Jupiter's got 79 of these fucking moons. That's the biggest one.
At least. Yeah. At least 79. 79 and counting, I'd say, yeah.
79 and counting. That's a lot of moons. A lot of moons. It's going to be a while before we drive a Cybertruck on every single one of them.
Right.
And on Thursday, though, we also found out, NASA did, that Mars is just nothing but core. Has a huge core. Giant core. It's just, yeah. So
good for Mars.
It's got like a small crust, huge core. That's Mars.
It's like the Momoa of planets.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Or Batista. I mean, both those guys.
Yeah, very strong cores on those guys.
Cores.
How do they know there's not something inside the core, though? You know, we don't even know what's in the Earth's ocean.
And they're
how do they know what's inside Mars's core?
They're surprised.
It's just a core. There's no pockets of area.
Right. Sure. They're surprised the core is, now that you say that, Mark, so large and weighs so little compared to ours. So.
Yeah, you know what? It might be like a fucking shield where the people are living inside of it. Like, are you kidding me? You can't just describe Mars and we don't even know what's in our fucking ocean. Like, directly below us. You know?
We got to take their word for it, I guess.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
All right. And that's today's cup of coffee in the big time, which was brought to you by our amazing new sponsor, Candid, the best possible option for fixing uneven or crooked teeth. Candid uses invisible, comfortable, and removable aligners that are simply better than any of the competition. While poorly reviewed or insanely priced clear aligner companies that use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists only. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing, if the teeth are moving correctly. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert on tooth movement, knows exactly what's going on. You can book an appointment at a Candid studio near you or do everything from the comfort and convenience of your own home. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months, and you'll start seeing results way before then. And it costs thousands less than traditional braces. And with your aligner treatment, you'll also get Candid's free teeth whitening service. You get the teeth whitening for free. So more deals right away. With results that are that fast and affordable, I'm sure my parents wish Candid existed when I was a kid with a massive gap tooth that required braces for like years to bring it in.
Yeah.
So
at least we got all those wooden nickels I turned in for a Best Buy certificate after 3 years.
Right. Yeah. Got Got a lot of free, like,
Dr. Apt, you asshole.
Got a lot of lollipops with those braces tightening trips. But yeah, Candid would have been way better. Candid can help you get the straighter, brighter smile you've always wanted. Right now, you can save $75 on your Candid starter kit when you get started from home, or you can book an appointment at a Candid studio near you today. Go to CandidCo, or like CandidCo.com/hardfactor and use code hard factor. That's CandidCo.com/hardfactor, code hard factor. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. CandidCo.com/hardfactor, code hard factor.
Let me paint a picture real quick. April 20th, a sea of good-looking guys and gals with perfectly shining white teeth that are straight and tiz tanks taking over Florida.
Ooh. Mm. Wow. That's only, only possible with Candid.
Yeah, get them teeth pretty, Hive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update, guys, before I get into my story.
What's that?
There's a bull on the loose in Long Island. 1,500 pound bull. This is pretty great. Tuesday morning, this big ass fucking bull was about to get slaughtered as part of a the Muslim holiday Eid Dua, and the bull was like, "Not today, motherfucker!" Broke out, and it's been on the loose since Tuesday morning. There's like helicopters, people on horseback, everyone trying to capture this thing.
They haven't gotten the bull yet.
It probably doesn't trust humans too, since it was about to get slaughtered.
Dude, I think yesterday they brought in a heifer in heat to try to lure it.
Oh, why don't they just shoot it?
Another bull,
right?
There's dudes out there with guns for sure.
It's a great question, Wes.
The police are advising.
Is there a matador out there?
Yeah, there's people who are dressed like matadors. There's chaos on Long Island. If he's still on the loose by like 4 o'clock today, I'm driving to Long Island. Join the search.
Can you wear a matador outfit?
I have one. Yeah, I do have one. When I fought a bull with chaps, I had my matador out. By the way, dude, I fought a baby bull, a fucking legit bull, like, is bad. And the Suffolk County police are advising against a circulating Facebook post that says the animal could be lured with bread. Do not do that. You see this bull.
Yeah. They'll leave it loose.
Yeah, don't do it. Wink, wink.
I just love the bull was about to get spit roasted. That's like part of how it goes down at this religious ceremony. The bull was like, no way, guy.
Can you be mad at the bull? You can't, right? Like, it was about to get slaughtered.
No,
right away.
Speaking of,
it's amazing.
If you're hanging out there this weekend and you see the bull, you're trying to bring it over with bread. So, I mean.
Yeah. No, please don't do that.
They need to kill a different bull and let this bull live.
I think most of the people are out there with Trank guns, but I'm sure some of them have real bullets. Who knows? I guess the group that was doing the ceremony, it was taking too long to get the bull back or something because it was unruly. So they were like, let's just give it to the SPCA. And then that's when it made its escape. So we'll see. Huh. I'll keep you guys updated. Okay, guys. Did you guys go to summer camp as a kid? Sleepaway camp?
Mm-hmm. I went to one.
One.
Just one.
Yeah, Boy Scouts, like all the time.
Yeah, Boy Scouts, right? It could be a real good time for a kid, right? Yeah. I went. It was awesome. I went for like a 2-week session. We'll get into that later. Oh. It's a great time for a kid. Unless, of course, you end up at Camp Quinnebarge in New Hampshire this summer, because if you went there, you wouldn't be having a good time at all. The 85-year-old summer camp is being called the Fire Fest of camps, and it shut down abruptly earlier this month after just 6 days into the season. So they didn't make it very far. the shutdown came in the form of a message to very disappointed and probably high on drugs at the time parents, saying that they needed to come pick their kids up the next morning.
Oh, that's fucking terrible. Could you imagine?
Day six, how many?
Week planned out.
Well, most camps do 2-week sessions. This camp does 2-week sessions too. So it's like day six of probably like 10 sessions.
That sucks.
No.
Oh.
Four sessions.
Middle of the vacation for the parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Anal was on the table that night. It was a day seven anal that was discussed.
Those are grounds you're not going to get back too quickly. Yeah, I mean, like, you have to cherish those moments, and you're not going to get many, and it's just been snatched away from you.
If you get that email, do you hide it from your wife till after the anal? Because you know it's going to put her in a bad mood.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean,
check your email. What a treat. Check your email.
Okay. An email saying tomorrow morning is pretty dire. Like, yeah, you'd be pretty concerned.
You're like knocking the margarita glasses, martini glasses out of her hand. You're like, maybe slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to drive tomorrow.
I'd imagine they'd be pretty pissed, but especially for a camp that costs $3,400 for 2 weeks. And I went to a Catholic all boys camp that was later turned into a co-ed camp, motherfuckers, called Camp St. Charles. Mm. And I went and checked how much it is today. It's $780 a week. So that was like, you know, not a fancy camp at all.
Yeah, but scout camps
are still half the price.
In the hundreds for sure.
Yeah.
So there. I went to a soccer camp, so we just like played soccer 8 hours a day. It wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I did. Basketball camp.
It wasn't great.
Do you sleep over? It's a big difference. Sleep over.
Yeah, yeah. They had like a dance at the end, co-ed dance, but it was just a lot of soccer.
Kid I went to the camp with, basketball camp, called his parents mid-basketball camp because he pussed out. He couldn't stand being away from home. So he cried, and his parents had to come get him.
That happens a lot. I feel like that happens a lot. I went to a sleepaway wrestling camp as well. I feel like it happened more there with like sports camps. Kids are like less.
That was because the coaches were molesting the boys, though.
Yeah.
The wrestling one?
Yeah, the wrestling one. Yeah.
If you think that was bad, go to
please come get me.
Boys camp. Like me.
Yeah. All Boston, boys Catholic school.
Did they must? I mean, dude, when I saw they
probably
made
similar to wrestling.
Yeah, it was fucking. It was all boys for like 70 years, like at least. And then they made it co-ed like 5 years after my last year there. And I'm like, seems a little fishy to me. Mm. The Boston Globe. I'm kidding. Camp St. Charles is amazing. I was the Seahawk. I got the Seahawk Award twice, which is the outstanding camper of the entire camp.
You got the Seahawk Award
twice. So if you go into the mess hall, my name's on there twice. There's only the two other campers, and it's like 120 year history that have done that.
Nothing like a mess hall.
Yeah, it was a real kiss ass back then. The Boston Globe got a hold of a letter home from one of the campers to his dad, which read, quote, "We have been in tears, bored, and devastated the whole day. The camp director is lying to you all. You have to trust us. You have to. We are not joking. We are not having any fun. So many things are wrong with this place." The father found that letter in the boy's pocket after he got home from camp because they delayed the sending of letters from the kids.
You don't want that letter getting out.
Also, they would have put him in the hole if they saw that one.
Yeah, that kid's lucky.
Yeah, the long and the short of it came down to the Cisco truck not showing up, which... Problems in the crew always start with the kitchen. There's no doubt about it. If the food ain't right, the experience ain't right. See, there's no food. The commercial dishwasher broke, so they were serving kids food on dirty dishes, apparently. And also there was a chef named Dodge, and he had been serving up raw meatballs. Dodge didn't know how to cook, or maybe he was just having a little fun with the kids. Put some hair on your balls. And apparently, but the big thing, guys, is they couldn't find anyone to work the camp, which apparently is not exclusive to the camping industry.
Oh, hilarious. This is a nobody can afford
nobody
camp workers.
Work.
Hilarious.
No,
speaking of Biden Town Hall, like, he had an awkward moment with a restaurant owner who asked him the same thing. He's like, "Hey, how do I get restaurant employees when you're paying them so much unemployment?" And he's like, "Well, it'll run out in a couple of months, so, you know."
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. But yeah, I guess like the major red flag, but before 4 days before camp, maybe a week before camp, an email went to every parent saying, "We desperately need camp counselors if you know anyone." Mm-hmm. Like, at that point, I'm not sending my kids, right? But apparently, I guess they fired a ton quit. It was just a shit show. But yeah, as I said, guys, this is not exclusive to the camping industry. It's in all first-time jobs, especially fast food. So this is interesting. According to one executive from the tiny burger chain White Castle, they recently cold called 550,000 past applicants from as far back as 2017 to try to get people to work, saying, "Hey, this is White Castle. Sorry we passed on you 4 years ago, but we feel like you've grown. So you still want to be a part of the White Castle family?" You're like, "What?"
And they're like, "No, I'm making $15.95 an hour on unemployment."
Someone's like, "Yes.
Yes, finally. I told you, Mom. I told you White Castle would
have been waiting."
Finally vindicated.
Surprisingly, 32,000 people were interested. Who knows if that's bullshit or not? That's from White Castle. Hmm. Also, guys, fast food chains are holding hiring events, adding extra perks, raising wages. A McDonald's in Florida was giving candidates $50 just for interviewing, which is, if you think about fucking McDonald's, that's insane. And in North Carolina, McDonald's franchise was reportedly offering a $500 signing bonus. Also insane for a McDonald's. Taco Bell held a hiring event and offered drive-through interviews in some locations, which, I mean, come on. And then Chipotle has raised their wages to $15 an hour. So the people are trying hard. The food service did add 194,000 jobs in June, but it was more at like bars and stuff.
So can't compete with Uncle Sam.
Everyone's eating fast food.
Yeah, well, 3 in 4 independent restaurants are still struggling for workers, according to a recent poll. So people are not, they don't want to work. And in Austin, I'm just, you know, I still get the local news, and apparently it's a serious issue in Austin.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, the fact that people can stay home and get paid the equivalent of $16 an hour has really changed the economy significantly. I mean, it goes away in September, but while it's active, it's really, really changed things.
Yeah, and if you're not working and taking unemployment, you can. You're a piece
of
shit.
You know,
we've so many people though.
We fucked up. I think Charles sent us this thing like the day before it ended, and I also saw it around July 19th. Did you see the taco job for McCormick's, taco seasoning?
No.
McCormick was offering $100,000 four months of work to be the taco czar or like the taco spokesperson for them, and you had to just send in a 2-minute video saying why you love tacos, and they were going to pick someone. It expired on July 20th. We all should have fucking applied because it was like a remote job. They do fly you out to do a couple taco events, but they're just paying $25,000 a month, September, October, November, December of this year. Whoops.
Damn.
Someone's getting paid.
Could have been the taco czar.
Yeah.
No free ads. We wouldn't have gotten that job.
Could have been the taco czar.
But I'm proud of whoever does.
That's a cool job.
It's a fucking awesome job.
Yeah.
It's also a marketing stunt, right? Unless
of course.
They gave me an inside baseball that we're going to get the job, you know?
No, anyway, of course. Yeah.
You need a job, guys, because if you don't have one, you're going to get into debt. And if you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards. Mm-hmm. And if those cards come with high interest rates, which they do, you need to visit our partner, Lightstream. Let's get into it, guys. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You should really do this. There's no reason not to. You should check it out. Like, is a little thing that you can do, but it will help you get out of debt. Little steps end up
immensely.
Yeah, getting you to the finish line eventually.
The only way to get out is to deal with it.
Yeah, so go to Lightstream, apply. Rates start at just 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, which is crazy low. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. Dang. No fees. You can get your money as soon as the same day you apply. So get on it. For our listeners, there's a special interest rate discount, so you can save even more. This is insane that the loan company's doing this. The only way to get that discount is to go to Lightstream, LightStream, Lightstream.com/factor. That's LightStream.com/factor. And if you're going to do this, I know how advertising works. You might like wake up in the middle of the night, two nights from now, but like, what was that thing? It was Lightstream. Make sure you put this slash factor in there, dudes and girls.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they're like, these art factor guys don't have a dedicated audience that also want lower interest rates. And that's bad.
Yeah. Well, also,
double, yeah, you get the lower deal. Interest rate. Yeah.
You gotta get
so,
the special.
I mean, if you want to help yourself, right, just put the slash factor
and your favorite podcast and help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Disclaimer real quick, guys. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.938% APR to 19.99% APR. Include a 0.5 auto pay discount. Lower rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/factor for more information.
That last story made me hungry.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. There's no White Castle in Austin, which is terrible. All right. This next TikTok International moment is brought to you by True Niagen, something that can actually help you cut down on your daily coffee intake. True Niagen fuels the body's energy engines, maintains cellular metabolism, and even supports heart health. I have more energy, don't need those extra cups of coffee since I started taking it. With 11 published human clinical studies and backed by Nobel Prize winners, True Niagen is a supplement that's clinically proven to boost NAD levels, which is an essential coenzyme required for cellular energy and repair. Since taking True Niagen, I have more zest for life and can definitely tell when I don't take it a certain day. It's a noticeable difference. So add more vitality to your life today with True Niagen. Right now, new customers can save 10% on their first purchase by going to TrueNiagen.com/factor. Use code FACTOR. That's TRUNIAGEN.com/factor. Code FACTOR to save 10% on your first order. TrueNiagen.com/factor. Code FACTOR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And now it is time for the TikTok International Moment. Going to do two today because I know we've got a lot of voicemails to get to.
And reviews. And the reviews. Hive came in with the reviews this week.
Yeah. Nice. Turn up.
Yeah.
Turn up, Hive.
Turn up, Hive. So today we got some animal on animal violence in Africa and some sweaty money in the UK.
From a stripper, probably, because of the background.
No, I'll get to it. Oh, okay. Might be surprised. Okay. So I thought I guessed right. First to Gabon, Africa, where scientists are. Here's where Gabon is, by the way, just in case you've had any idea, right next to the Republic of
Gabon.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I feel like I'm always looking at the map of Africa being like, okay, let me familiarize myself with all these countries. And then there's always like a brand new one to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabon. Nope. I wouldn't have never called heard it of offhand. Country. No.
That wasn't around when we were growing up.
I'm sure it was.
You think so?
Yeah.
Gabon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, we're going to Gabon, where scientists from Germany have witnessed the first ever deadly attack on gorillas by their close relatives and neighbors, the much meaner chimpanzee. The attack took place back in 2019, actually, in Luango National Park in Gabon, Africa, which is on Africa's west coast bordering the Republic of the Congo, which I still believe to this day is where an ancient species of super gorillas is guarding the key to the world's future and huge diamonds in the ancient jungle palace / tomb of sorts.
Was a great movie.
Like the movie Congo, yeah.
Yeah, like the movie Congo.
You know what wasn't so good in Congo is the like the animatronic. Remember the beginning of like that animatronic chimp or gorilla? And then, like, the later gorillas were the one that, like their friend, like, the kind gorilla was like a real piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a real shitty puppetry, is my point.
Yeah. Wasn't great. Anyway, lots of great apes there in that region. And prior to 2019, chimps and gorillas seemingly got along great. The study just came out, I guess. So, coexisting, foraging for food together. They were even seen socializing and playing together. But back on that day, it all changed as on that day, a large group of chimps strategically attacked a smaller group of gorillas, including two silverbacks. The fight lasted for over an hour. And when it was done, two infant gorillas had been separated from the group and savagely killed by the chimps.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The chimps are killing babies.
Yeah. Oh, the chimps are fucking ruthless motherfuckers, man. Must have been an intense fight. Scientists believe that these interactions may be taking place more frequently now due to food competition caused by climate change and the collapse of certain fruit availability in that region. So kind of like, oh, you want to take the last banana? I'm going to kill your kids kind of thing.
Whoa.
And I don't know if you have ever seen like chimps attack another group of chimps. They're very competitive, but they are violent motherfuckers. They will tear your limbs off.
If you want, there's this documentary called Rise of the Warrior Apes, and it's these people who were embedded with apes, and they document the first time that apes started warring on other apes. Like, it happens while they're doing their research. It's the best documentary about animals and I've ever seen in my life. It's so awesome.
Chimps attacking is like noisier than like a tennis match at Wimbledon with them. Oh,
it's so noisy.
I'm strapped if I'm around a chimp.
Oh, me too. They're the worst.
But you might need knives, too, because they're so agile.
Oh, I think a gun can handle it.
Yeah.
Gun can handle the business with a chimp.
Yeah. And I mean, if Planet of the Apes has taught us anything, it's that chimps are the smarter ones versus gorillas. Hopefully these things stay away from the wise and, peaceful orangutans, or we may have to start shooting them. You know what I mean? Because you can't have that. So.
No, I mean, now it is a lifetime policy for me. I'm going to have a gun on me if I go see a chimp.
You guys want to see the picture of that woman that got attacked by the chimp?
Or no. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I have it just ready. It's not great. Okay. Well, let me know if you want to see it later. All right. Let's go to Dublin, Ireland, where high temps have caused one mattress shop, Mattress Mick, to change its policy of which currencies it will accept for its bedding goods. You see, when temps are high, many women are choosing to ditch their normal handbags and are instead using their bras for storing certain items, such as cash. But when those high temps, with those high temps, also come sweaty, glistening breasts inside those bras, soaking up that cash and bra with liquid that some men would pay thousands of dollars for. But not Michael Flynn. He's had enough of the sweat-soaked cash and has put a sign outside of his business that reads, "No bra money. Due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we will not be accepting bra money. Sorry for the inconvenience." He also urges his patrons on Facebook to keep their money in their handbag where it belongs.
That's the most loser sign in the history of signs.
Not everyone's
that bra money must be stinky, man. It must just be real, real slimy.
In the best way. You can tell that guy's never spent some time under a bra. You know, he's never, he doesn't know what he's missing.
He's an idiot. He could double his money if he sold that bra money. Like, you get $3 for a dollar on the internet for that bra money.
You couldn't pay me to write that sign.
He's got a live cam on the customer, and then he's like winking. He's like, "This one? Yeah. How much?"
Yeah.
He's also probably perving out staring at all the bras. Like, now,
it's a
like
live just, auction.
Yeah. His eye level's just right at the bras.
Yeah. So, of course, this caused a bit of stir on the internet, and responses online have been great. One woman tagged her presumably large and sweaty bosomed friends saying, "Rachel Bias, April Tiernan, which one of yous was that? Poor mattress Mick." So yeah, she's laying the policy on her sweaty breasted friends. And then Jennifer Fox said, "Personal safety? That's hilarious, ridiculous. What do you think the Euro notes are going to do to you? LOL. Jump up and bite you on the neck. They're going to attack you. Chill." So not everyone's feeling it, but mattress Mick and Michael Flynn is.
I mean, I can understand this policy, really. You don't want to have your cash register just full of like.
It's hard to separate them.
Gross.
How
like,
bad
sweat
could it have been that he had to write the sign?
There's
like,
a
how
guy
bad was it
who works at the shop who will gladly be the designated
it's
titty
like a
money
pool.
Dude.
It's like a pool. When you work at a pool, you don't want all that wet money all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it must have been a string of very sweaty bills.
I mean,
one after the other, one more sweaty than the next.
This is
mattress
how you handle
store
it.
Was?
Yeah, mattress store, mattress Mick.
You get the maintenance guy who wants this money, and you designate him the sweaty money guy. And here's what's going to happen: you're going to make him really happy. He's going to work harder, and the women that are taking out their sweaty money are going to realize how weird it is when Jerry saunters over and they ring a special bell.
I've got a theory here. I don't know much about mattress Mick, but I mean, I do know that no one buys mattresses with cash. So
it's a betting store. It's a betting store.
Exactly. I feel like it's not a mattress store. It sounds like strippers are coming in with their wet stripper money. Prostitutes and strippers are coming in with their disgusting money to buy whatever else mattress Mick is actually selling.
Mattress Mick's got a prostitute problem.
It's definitely something else going on with the sweaty titty money. No one buys mattresses with cash.
I don't know. We should try to get
it's a,
get
it's
him
a drug
on.
Ring. It's a gambling ring.
Is Mattress Mick got a number? Can we call him?
No, it's he's in Dublin, so I think it's like maybe like 4 a.m. there. It's two, so
not the right yeah, time. Okay.
We'll see.
Well, we'll call him and ask and get it on the show. All right. Well, we have a lot of voicemails and reviews, but before we do that, let's talk about the most comfortable pants that exist on planet Earth. Those are Bird Dog shorts. Mm. They have a built-in, silky soft inner liner that makes underwear obsolete. You don't need them anymore. Get like 3 pairs of Bird Dogs. You don't need any other. That's it. Like, you don't need anything else besides that. They're the most comfortable shorts I've ever worn personally. That's no bullshit. They stole Lululemon's designer, and now they're just doing it better. If you're not wearing Bird Dogs this summer, then what the fuck are you doing? Every dude needs a pair of Bird Dogs. We get compliments and, like, thanked all the time for bringing Bird Dogs to Hive members' lives. It's the best. And did Bird Dogs do it again, guys? Or did Bird Dogs do it again? Go to birddogs.com, enter promo code FACTOR, and they'll throw in the free Bird Dog whistle ball, which is that football that you can throw 7,000 yards. You remember those Nerf Vortex Howler footballs that whistle when you throw them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that.
So but Bird, sweet.
Yeah, but they threw their logo on it. So it's got the Bird Dogs logo on it, which is awesome. That's birddogs.com, promo code FACTOR, and boom, you got the shorts, you got the free whistle ball, you're ready to go.
Beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. All right, you ready? I'm doing reviews first.
Yeah, go for it.
We're doing one by one. We're going to pop them up. From Mitchie B, 23. Sorry, Pat, the first ones are about you, okay? we're getting the personalities out of the way first. I like this show. Pat, cry more. Try seeing things outside your partisan lib perspective. So that's Mitchie B. But
I have. I'm a thinker, and I'm right.
There you go. So here, it's not all bad, Pat.
Trust me.
From ATX Bubs. Funny, Pat C is hilarious. Wish he'd do another additional solo pod interviewing interesting folks. Think it would be highly entertaining. So there you go. Nice.
Yeah, it would be entertaining. Yeah,
sounds like one day. That sounds cool.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Hampton in Concierge. Nice. Hope for a future of the news. this podcast and the Reuters Wire are the only place I go to for the news. Will's laugh keeps it light, better than a 90s sitcom laugh track. Mark is the sane one that keeps it level. Wes is the everyman that keeps it relatable. Pat's okay, I guess. Keep it up, Pat. It would be boring without you. Perfect balance. H-A-G-F-D. Have a great fucking day.
That's nice.
All right, we got to keep going. Got to keep going. That was all the ones about, like, you know, name calling. Now we're into some reviews.
Okay.
Rad Dad since 2016 says 5 stars. 1 out of 2, 5 stars from my phone. 2 out of 2, and my wife's phone.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Mary butt.
Mary butt.
Nice. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Got her ass.
Got her ass. All right.
That's nice work. What was his name?
Rad Dad.
Rad Dad since 20. Really strong work, Rad Dad.
Yeah. He's got a 5-year-old. Toe Psycho, 2025 star, says, best show. Thought I'd already submitted one of these, but better late than never. Been here since the beginning. You guys make daily news stomachable and bring folks together like few can. Good stuff. And that's a good review, Toe Psycho.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I like toes.
You ever seen a toe guy really talk about toes, though?
No.
They can't help it. Oh, my God. I had a buddy who was a toe guy. Anytime a lady was taking a shoe off anywhere near him, my eyes were just on him, watching him, just trying to
keep it together.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the toes.
We know the toe guy,
wild. Toes are driving him wild.
Didn't you say we know the toe guy?
I don't know if he has another
toe. Oh, damn.
Oh, the toe man. All right. 5 stars from Hawk Honey. Treat yourself. Great and very entertaining way to get the news going. Potentially JD from Dallas. Thank you, JD from Dallas.
Oh, nice.
Definitely JD from Dallas.
And treat yourself. Nice.
And treat yourself. All right. Courtney loves coffee and wine. Good stuff there, Courtney. H-A-G-F-D. Love cheating on the news with you guys every morning. Keep it up. Kissy face. Nice.
Sup, Courtney.
Yeah. Next one is Kaylee Menk, The Pod. Been listening to the podcast for a year now. I'm a home health physical therapist. Listening to this pod every morning gives me conversation starters with all my patients, and I'm not having the same boring weather chat. So thanks, guys. Boom.
Beautiful.
Kaylee.
That's
Kaylee, what it's all by about. The way, perfect. Boom. Depending where you're at, all of our bodies suck. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So if you want to, you know, tell us how to make them better or something like
that'd
that.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody's got any tips?
Send a few tips.
Yeah. I've been really just like, you know something I did today? This reminds me, it's a sad thing. I dusted off my rower because it had sat dormant for so long that I had to dust it. And I hit the weights a little bit too. I dusted them a little bit. Well, they've sat still for so long that they needed dusting.
You know what I've been doing?
So
when we're not working, I've been trying to sit in complete darkness and sleep like 16 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to like find a new level of consciousness?
Yeah. I've been listening to these goddamn scary stories on YouTube. And anyways, next one. I can't pronounce that. It's a bunch of letters. Who? Mike Jones. 8-0-0-4. These guys have me dying every morning. Love the content, fellas. Boom.
Yes.
Nice ones. We got Ed T. 5 stars. Funny as fuck.
Nice.
Ed T. Hell yeah. We're keeping it rolling. The real Jay Young's 5 stars says, Fat Boy Summer. Love this podcast. I listen to it every day while working construction. Keep doing your thing. Your Instagram stories are some of the highlights of my social media experience.
Oh,
nice. Love that.
Swinging a hammer. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, the hive is doing the yeoman's work. I mean, the hive, it's the salt of the earth. It's without the Hard O Hive, you know, things would just implode. Really.
Just fall apart.
Completely fall apart.
Which is why we have such a diverse and like good workforce at the Hive that when we go to Hive Island, we can make it like an entire city.
Oh, it would be, yeah. We would take over anything we wanted to. If in fact, like we could do that, that could be home base and we could just start expanding the empire.
Yeah, we can start a city, a state, a whole thing, a country. The Hive is capable of getting something off from basically dirt and turning it into a metropolis. We got next Reed TC. These guys, man, good show. Nice, Reed. Yeah, dig it.
Cool. I read that one with like a real southern accent. These guys, yeah, man.
These mm-hmm. guys, man.
Man.
From Zillion More. Maybe a zillion more shows. I like that. Great show. Listen every morning to get my news. Love it. Zillion we got more. Few more here. We got a few more, not a zillion more. Ripper Law says 5 stars. Awesome. Strangely irreverent, yet respectful of each other in different viewpoints. Also freaking hilarious. That's a pretty good review. Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. That could be like a description of the show. I like that. Next one. At Lombard Trucking. Thank you. Can't thank you guys enough for the content. Love the Discord. And for as long as you guys do this, I will continue to send in the car. Hope to meet you all one day. Lombard's Trucking's in Austin. That's probably doable. And soon for a cup of coffee in the big time. Ooh. Cheers, our guy Lombard Trucking. Boom.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Cup of coffee in the big time.
So Wes is at the Costco off of I think William Cannon like most days.
Right. Yeah.
Went there today, bought that chair we were talking about.
So, oh, you did? You went back and got it? Chair? Have you set it up yet?
No, it's a pain in the ass to put together. It's not one of those ones that just plops down on the already assembled. You got to like do a few screws. So
that was 2 days in a row. That was 2 days in a row at the Costco for you.
It was.
Yeah. Make it three tomorrow. And I think this is the last one. Hey, from Husker 69, hard factor, more like boner factor. Every time I hear money for nothing, right? But would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or wieners down your back like a stegosaurus?
Whoa. So people would have to fuck your forehead?
Wieners down my back.
They wouldn't have to.
No, Will, you don't have to.
You could be forehead celibate.
Yeah, Will, you don't have to get your forehead fucked because it's a vagina.
I'm pretty sure you would, though. You
have an asshole that you get shoved against
the... If there's a vagina, you don't have to be fucked.
You got no choice.
I got to shove my head in.
You would.
You would.
You would. I think it, but then people would have to ride your back on the dicks.
Could you imagine laying on the stairs and just sliding down? How good that would feel!
Geez. Oh man, with the wind,
you'd have to wear mesh shirts.
What's easier to cover up?
Probably the forehead.
Depends what religion you are.
Yeah, the dicks.
I think the dicks are easier to cover.
How many dicks we're talking? Like 5 dicks on your back?
Well, how big are they?
At least a few.
Big enough. I mean, a dick. You could see a dick. Like you, if it's,
you could wear a shirt in the pool. You know what I mean? Like, depends on how big the dicks are. You can wear specialty shirts.
Yeah, do you think they'd be all the same size or different sizes?
We got to figure out the Stegosaurus dicks.
Well, one of them,
like all
bigger.
Different dicks. Like,
one of them,
yeah.
The biggest,
different
like
colors, different sizes. Yeah. Yeah, the one in the middle is the biggest. Right? It goes right. Like it and goes like have, up and then back down. Yeah.
You have a couple little nubs at the
and
end.
Then it goes back down. Yeah, it's like a bell curve.
It's a dongosaurus.
Yeah,
dongs.
I don't know. That's
tough,
tough
to sleep. Yeah, tough to sleep.
At first, I was thinking definitely the dongs, but now I'm thinking maybe the vagina.
I'm moving to vagina now. Yeah,
yeah.
It's too many dongs.
You got a hat. You could just cover it up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
And then you can have sex with somebody with your head.
Hey, if you ever get frustrated, people are gonna be you.
Good question, though. Okay, I have to share 14 voicemails in this incredibly challenging process.
Oh yeah.
Can you know, bear with me.
Good luck, Mark.
Do the banter, do your thing.
That's why we call him Tech Mark.
Yeah, tech Mark. Me out.
He's like me. At least you loaded the stuff before.
Here we go.
I didn't even load my stuff.
What's up, boys? Mike from Manica here. Love the show. Love what you do. Much appreciated. So the other day I was thinking about the hardest times I've laughed while listening to the show, and I think it was when Pat called Wes a piece of shit for not getting the vaccine or saying he wouldn't, and then responded with, okay, cuties. Very well done. Still laugh about it even today. So my question following up on that, because we never really heard much after Pat decided to take the appalling stance of defending cuties. So this one's for you, Pat. First question, did you ever watch Cuties? If so, I have a few follow-up questions. Number one, how hot was the shower that you had to take after? Number two, how many weeks did it take you until you got a good night's sleep afterward? And number three, what FBI watch list do you think he got put on? Anyway, boys, love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Have a great fucking day.
Bringing back the cuties talk.
It's a work of art. I'm sorry. It's not one I particularly like, but it is art.
The art thing.
Yeah, the art thing.
Why don't you watch Cuties and then come tell me how weird.
Did you watch it? That was his question.
Yeah, of course I watched it. Why would I be talking about it if I didn't watch the movie?
Okay. Did you have to take a hot shower afterwards?
No, bro.
Will's just re-asking the questions.
Answer the man's questions.
Answers hot shower, no. FBI watch list, probably. Night's sleep? I don't sleep, man. Cuties or not.
Here comes another fun one. This guy actually had two. His second one, we'll talk about afterwards here.
Good morning. I called in specifically after Wednesday's cup of coffee to give Will credit for holding what is two of the stupidest opinions I've ever heard of. Pat and Mark. Yeah, it was Mark, not Wes. So I wanted to make sure because you guys always get mad when we get your names wrong. How you guys stick up for Fauci still is incredible. It's absolutely incredible to me. Like, that's the most lefty socialist bullshit you do anymore, Pat. No one believes in Fauci anymore, dude. Come on, man. The guy is literally lying in Congress. He's going to go to jail. This is a bad take, dude. Get off the tape. Have a great fucking day, boy.
So real quick before we answer, he called back in and had left a similar voicemail, but he's like, first of all, I want to say that was a bit aggressive and I love you guys, but why are you bashing Rand Paul? Rand Paul's the best. So like,
Rand Paul, in my opinion, is a chode. That's my opinion of Rand Paul is a chode. Most of them are chodes.
Agreed. Not every listener is going to agree with. Yeah. I think
this is a case where they can both be chodes.
In this particular issue of COVID, they both are chodes. In my opinion, I think that, you know, someone in a position of power that's poo-pooing the worst global pandemic death-wise in the past 100 years is a dick. It's irresponsible. And I think obviously Fauci probably came from lab and he knew about it, which I said on Wednesday too.
I think like the thing
politicizing the COVID is just stupid. To begin with,
I got two points on my take, but yeah, you were saying, well,
people just want to know where the fucking virus came from. I think 100. Fauci knows where it came from and he's not telling.
Yeah,
well, he needs to tell, but the specific instance issue I had was this, right? So Paul was sitting there citing a paper that Fauci was saying, no, your citation of that paper is incorrect. Now Paul, right, went on Twitter and incorrectly cited a paper earlier this year, effectively saying that the fact that he had COVID means that he'll have a natural immunity to COVID now, which is not the case. And the people that wrote that paper that he used on Twitter to make his point were like, no, 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 Rand Paul, that's not what that's about.
Yeah.
So my point is, you have a guy who's not he is a doctor, but he has a history of incorrectly citing shit, citing it at Fauci, who's a scientist, an academic. And Fauci is saying, hey, man, that's wrong. Also,
but Fauci has zero credibility, though.
Difference. Yeah. So when you get a grant and you subgrant, it gets complicated.
But
so
Fauci
has no
credibility. He's been studying coronaviruses for like decades, and he is in charge of the fucking Wuhan lab on the U.S. side, and he can't fucking tell us where it's been.
No,
where it came
I,
from.
It's I
crippled
think,
the globe
I think
for
Rand,
2 years.
I think Rand Paul asking him about the gain of function is very good thing.
It's
but
insane.
I'm saying historically,
he's so protected.
I don't like what Rand Paul did the entirety of the coronavirus.
Yeah, but
that's
Fauci, the Fauci can do no wrong. Like, I see no evil, hear no evil. It's so fucking stupid.
Let's move on.
Thanks for the voicemail.
Fuck off. Yeah, he left two. don't worry more about COVID, guys. We don't care.
Nothing to do with socialism.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, we got our first.
Nice. Here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's not playing?
You got loud audio.
Guys, you got to tell me. You got to tell me, bro.
Tech Mark. Tech
we
Mark.
Did.
You got to tell me earlier,
took 10
bro.
10 seconds.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Why do you don't do this through your phone? I don't know.
Why I don't do this through my phone? Because it sounds terrible, Wes. I had to do so much audio editing with your shit quality. Here we go.
It sounds
awful on the
it
phone.
It does sound like butt.
It sounds terrible.
Thank you for
here we go.
Doing this.
You're welcome, Matt.
Chris from Austin calling in. I'd love to grab a beer with you dude sometime.
Yeah.
First time caller. I've been listening for about a year now. Start my morning every morning with you boys. Morning wood and all. I get pretty rough with this, but I just roll over and turn it on.
Nice.
Start saying a good note to all of my friends about it. actually headed to go do a brewery tour for my best friend's birthday. Rented him a party bus to take us around. So my question for you guys is,
nice.
What's the most, like, the funnest boys trip you've ever been on? Thanks, guys. Keep it up. Love y'all.
Best boys trip.
I mean, it always involves a party bus in some shape or fashion.
We've had some party buses.
We've had some boy, pretty much
some boy trips.
The years, the ages 19 to 32 were boys trips every weekend.
Yeah. I'd say like beach trips, like the real early boys trips were like beach trips in the summertime. And then when you graduate from that, you go on to Florida trips with your groups of boys.
Yeah.
And then you graduate from that and you do like the best one I've probably done is whitewater rafting. Like
I was going to say our trip to Colorado.
That was a good whitewater rafting,
playing golf in high altitude in Colorado. Awesome. Buying fake cocaine from those locals, watching Wes throw up and then telling us that's how you know it's bad coke. It was just perfect.
This is a throwback, but I also like, you know how every, you know, all seniors do like senior beach week. We did like junior beach week, senior beach week, then freshman year college beach week, and like so
three beach
like
weeks,
yeah. We did like three consecutive beach weeks with our large group of boys, and those were all awesome. But yeah, we've had like 50 boys trips together, and they're
Key
all
West was amazing.
Yeah, Key West was amazing. They're Key all West. Always a good time.
I'd say a couple that I didn't do with you guys though. Rugby spring break tour in Florida was excellent in college. So we did like a Florida tour of games. During spring break, obviously just a great time. And then whitewater rafting, the Colorado one that we went to on that bachelor party was incredible. Also, if you go on like a more remote one, like if you go like on a more physically challenging one, that's also very awesome. Did the upper Kern River in California.
Couple boys trips in Canada. Did a Montreal boys trip, a Vancouver boys trip, got both coasts. I mean, we got to move on. We could do hours and hours and hours on boys trips.
That whitewater rafting trip, though, was one of the most miserable times I've ever been in my life before it got started, though, because when you're hungover and you're putting on a cold, used wetsuit, that was worse than puking in the parking lot. Holy shit.
You were. And we took the strongest of the edibles right before the bus ride. And like it took like 30 minutes to get in those stinky wetsuits. And then the whole bus ride, they're explaining how you can knock your teeth out and die. And like at the end of the
edibles were kicking in.
Yeah. At the end of the bus trip, he was like, does anyone want to stay on the bus? And I was like literally looking for anyone else. And I was like, no.
If you'd asked me, I might have been in.
That was a rough, rough couple hours.
Yeah.
I had to take a nap because I was so mentally exhausted after the after whitewater rafting because it was way too high.
That's awesome.
All right, let's see here. Next one. All right, here we go.
What's up, fellas? This is Wes's boy, the Cactus Jackal, aka Topher Joe. Been listening to you guys for a few years. Kind of missed the Sirius show from when you guys were with Barstool, but congrats on doing your own thing. That is the American dream.
Hell yeah.
Now let's clear a few things up. My name is Chris. I use Topher Joe for the same reason Mark uses the incognito bar on his browser. I like to be inappropriate online, and I am not the lax bro.
Oh, yes, okay.
Pat, you kind of look like a lesbian when you wear that turtleneck underneath your suit coat. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but thought you should know.
Here's the idea.
Love you guys and have a great fucking weekend.
What did he say? He's not relaxed, bro. Is that someone that was
not a lax?
I asked if Topher plays
a lax, bro.
Yeah.
He won that golf pool we were in, by the way. He's so good at betting on golf.
Really?
Damn, yeah. Topher.
He's good. I'm going to just take his picks and pass them off as my own from now on.
That's awesome.
Probably betting on Morikawa a lot, isn't
he? Yeah, I think he's also, I don't know. I do use an incognito bar, but he also might be referencing Wes's Mozilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. You better believe I tripled down on the turtlenecks. I have two more colors coming from Land's End.
It does. He's got a point. You look like the Theranos chick.
Oh my God,
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah,
she's kind of hot.
Yeah, no, I mean it's a sophisticated look.
Smart.
It's all good, Pat. Here you go.
You don't need to tell me. It's all good. I know.
Paul Fart here.
Paul Fart.
Just listened to this Friday's episode and just realized, man, the mishap there with the quietness. Holy shnikes! I was out at the rally last week with a couple of heifers. And, you know, those BBWs, they got me, boys. And what do you say? You know, I got a question for you. If a deer and a moose mated, would it be a deuce or would it be a mirror? Go ahead and talk it about amongst yourselves there, boys. And hey, have a great fucking day, huh?
Yeah, you too, Paul Fart.
Yeah. Those BBWs. I mean, it's got to be a deuce, right?
No, it's a mirror for sure.
It's a mirror?
It's got to be a mirror.
But deuce is a cooler name.
It is cooler, but it doesn't sound as like a...
Nah,
like
it's deuce for sure.
It's got to be deuce.
Mirrors, they already have meerkat like in Africa, yeah. Right? Mm. So you're like a deuce. They don't have a deuce, right?
No. There's no animal that's called a deuce. No. No way.
They have meerkat. I feel like you can't step on meerkat's territory.
You can't do it. You cannot do it. All right. That was easy. Easy one. Moving on to the next one. Here we go.
What's up, boys? It's Sean from Connecticut. I just want to say I just recently joined in the Send in the Cards here.
Yeah.
Participated in my first trivia night tonight. I was on Team Kate. Guys, that was awesome. And also to anybody listening to this, if you air it, if you're a casual listener of Hard Factor, you got to join the Send in the Cards here, and you got to get in on these trivia nights. Like, that was the most fun I've had in a while, and it was awesome to meet all of you guys. Nice. I love that Greg from our team, like, we crushed it. We started down low. I think we missed every question in the estimation category, and we came back, and we almost won it. Came in second place. Team Kate, awesome. Let's go. Boys, thank you so much for everything that you do. Love the podcast. Just keep it up. Send it, everybody, join the Send in the Cards here. It's awesome. And yeah, I'll see you guys when I see you next. Awesome. Send in the car.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Send in the car. Send in the car.
See, what I do, Wes, when I hear that, when I'm editing the voicemails, is I actually add the Send in the Car audio clip to the tail of the voicemail to make the job easier for the audio guy. Thank you for editing again, Mark, tonight.
That's cool.
No problem. But that was like a backhanded slap.
I'm teasing, but it does sound like butt.
Yeah, it does sound like butt when you hold the phone up.
But I think the butt...
It is the easiest thing.
The most important thing here... Hold on. The most... Wait. The most... Sean is correct. Trivia nights are very fun.
Why are we arguing here? Trivia nights are very fun.
Yeah, they're fun, man.
They're so fun. When are we doing the next one?
They are awesome.
We're not supposed to announce, right? We're like,
well,
yeah, soon, hopefully.
I told Mike to just give us a date. Whenever, his next available date.
Yeah,
it's once a month, right? Yeah, once a month.
I would do it every fucking Mike's, 3 weeks. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Whenever Mike's available, but he's the best host possible for trivia.
Oh, yeah,
trivia is so fucking awesome. It really is like an awesome perk for the top tier in Patreon. And plus you get, you know, the Discord tiers and everything, all the extra podcasts. Worth it.
Yeah, check out triviathrowdownonline.com. That's Mike's company if you want to take a look.
I would never
go to an art museum over a trivia, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice.
Be a mistake.
And I promise I had a bad performance last time. I was a little bloated. That's on me. I'm going to come in ready to go next trivia.
I'm going to try to win again. You know, got second the first time. I'm just going to keep doing good at trivia. It's all good. Let's play the next one.
That's fun. Hey boys, we were just curious. This is John from Ohio. We were just curious if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be, and what would the stipulations associated with it be? Have a good one, boys. Have a great fucking day.
All right, thanks. Real quick. Let me add the next one before you ponder that for a few seconds. No, okay.
I mean, I know.
Okay, but I got to add this. This is the second part of that voicemail, and this is
related. Like stipulation.
This is related. Involved. No, this is related to the trivia night. This is the people that were on the voice chat at the end of trivia night. So hang on.
Nice.
Yes. Let me share screen. I think I botched it. Hang on. We're still going. So this was Friday night around midnight. These voicemails came in.
Good. So after trivia, people are nice and loaded.
They went on straight on the voice chat on the Discord. I joined it and was on with Dooley until 3 a.m., but spoiler alert, because here.
Hey, this is John S. again from Ohio, and I was told to correct my earlier voicemail and say this is from Dooley, Scout, and John, and they just didn't want to call in, designated me to it, so please play this message. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. Shout out Dillian Scout as well.
That was the late night voice chat after trivia. Okay,
that's so a fun crew.
Yeah, what's the food, fellas?
I'll go first. Filet mignon and potatoes. Can I do those? Steak frites? Can I do those together? Can I combo it? Or is it like one actual food item?
I don't think so. I think that's
A grilled filet mignon twice a day since you have to do a frequency. Grilled filet mignon maybe three times a day since I don't get the potatoes. Three times a day. Maybe four times a day, filet mignon.
Treat yourself.
Wow.
Maybe four.
Four filets.
Holy moly. Anyone else have one?
Pat?
I would prefer to eat meat, but I wouldn't do meat.
What could it be
for the rest of my life? Because you're gonna eat a bad meat one day, and then that's gonna fuck you up mentally. So I would get a plant based food probably, but
it's
like
gotta be one thing though.
I know. I'll go pasta. Can I sauce my pasta?
Mac and cheese, bro.
Mac and cheese. Yeah, that's a pasta.
Mac and cheese. Because it's got to have cheese.
Oh, I need the fucking cheese. Shit choice.
Mac and cheese. No, that's a shit choice. Okay. Eat your fucking fillets. I'll have the mac and cheese.
I'll be very.
Wes, you have one?
I mean, for sustainability, it'd have to be something like rice, you know. But I would go blue crabs. Blue crabs is my absolute favorite.
You would not get sick of blue crabs ever.
I mean, everyone gets sick of a food eventually.
I wouldn't get sick of mac and cheese.
My absolute favorite food.
Mac and cheese, though. You can't have too much of it.
You can. You can certainly. You can have it four times a day. All right. I don't know. Filet, blue crabs, mac and cheese. All good choices.
I mean, it's a tough question. It's a tough question.
What do you guys think, Midnight Crew? You let us know. Call back.
Yeah, what are your stipulations? Yeah.
Hey boys, this is Brandon from let's call it Canada. What up, Pat? Appreciate all the love you give us. Just wanted to call it and say I love you boys. I'm just sitting at the lake right now on my little 200cc mini bike, drinking a Bud Light. And
sounds nice.
I got a question for you. A week at the beach or a week at a cottage? Your choice. Let me know. Because I just did a week at the beach and I'm about to do a week at the cottage, and day one up here, I'm fucking loving life. Maybe it's the trees, maybe it's the weed, maybe it's the beers. But
yeah.
Maybe it's the mini bike.
Let me know what you boys think. Also, Steve, love you. Respect exactly Canada, love. Time. Bye.
Yeah, that was a brag and a half. Ooh,
that'd having be a good real time jealous. Up in Canada.
Yeah, ooh. that was a voicemail that was like a little too. Whoa. He was having too good a time.
Whoa, yeah. That's nice. Yeah. We need to go out to
a
Canada.
Week at the beach, and now I'm doing a week at the cottage,
and I bet he's in Canada too, so it's probably like not that crowded. Perfect wherever he's weather. At. Compared
yeah,
to, like,
I mean, they both
US.
Sound nice. I mean, gun to head, it's beach. Always. Beach is my number one.
But I was thinking about this before we recorded. Is it, you have to trade, because I think that the question here is it crowded ass beach versus.
No. You know, I mean, it's a beach.
Are you talking like a nice beach setting? Or are you talking about like you're at.
Well,
like,
are you talking, a shitty cottage with cobwebs and no AC? Or I mean, you could do all sorts of what ifs. Just,
it's like Serenity.
Idyllic beach versus idyllic cottage. Come on.
Oh, idyllic beach.
Yes. Is there a lake at the cottage?
Yeah. Like the best possible scenario lake at the of cottage each. Plus, for sure. Why are you making it shitty? It's got to be like the Amalfi Coast or whatever.
Because
well,
I feel like everybody will go beach on this one.
I'm going. He wasn't. The caller wasn't going beach.
Yeah. It's a toss-up. I mean, if you have a nice lake, as long as it's not a shitty lake, you know.
Not in Canada. They're all going to be nice up there.
You know what I think about? Someone was telling me about the Great Lakes, right, which are huge lakes. So essentially, they're big enough where you could just see water. So it's like being at the ocean. But the waves aren't as good, right?
No,
but then if you
no
get out,
real waves.
Apparently, well, the issue, guys, apparently, what do you like to do on a lake is boating. Apparently, get out in the Great Lakes, they're a lot of times too choppy to comfortably boat in.
Right, because they're so big, it's like they have swells. Yes. Like it's like it's a small sea or ocean, but they, yeah.
So that got me thinking, what's the biggest lake before it starts getting choppy? That's the lake I want to be on.
Tahoe is about the maximum size. Tahoe. I'd say like surface area of Tahoe is like the maximum size before it gets like
Tahoe
way too choppy.
Is nice.
I think I'll take a week at Tahoe versus the week at the beach.
How warm does it get in there?
Tahoe's
really?
Nice.
Tahoe, it's like at the warmest, it'll be like
not
68.
Warm.
68
yeah.
at the
we
warmest.
Went. When did we go in July? Will
July,
August, I think, or late
August.
July,
yeah, we went in like this part where the water would be like pretty much the warmest, maybe September, because it warms up slower. And we were jumping in to pee, and it was chilly. I mean, you could jump, you could swim in there, but it was chilly.
Makes your breath go fast. Yeah.
So what I was going to say is the second largest lake in a warmer weather area.
Oh, okay.
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 Oh. So yeah, the problem with southern lakes, though, if you go down Arizona, Texas, and like Lake Mead and near Vegas, is that they have, I think, like a lot more bacteria. So like the cold water like is often like.
I'm not going to overthink it. It's beach for me. It always will be.
Yeah, I live right next to Tahoe, and I'm probably going beach.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he's having a hell of a time. That sounded nice. Mm-hmm. That sounded real nice. You know. Next one.
What up, guys? It's Low Life Louie here from Seattle. I just got done listening to the Florida Man Friday, and I was dying when Wes was saying he wears shorts and tennis shoes to weddings that he works at. I mean, you might as well just throw on a tiz tank at that point. Had me wondering. I'm curious, Wes, what are maybe some of the craziest or wildest things you've seen at weddings? I'm sure you've seen a couple of titties pop out, a couple of fights. But I want to open up the question to everybody. What are some of like the wildest or craziest or just interesting things you guys have seen at weddings? I had a bonus dog this morning for breakfast.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So,
yeah,
fuck
that's yeah. all. Have a great fucking weekend, guys.
Bonus dog.
All right.
Bonus dog movement is taking off, Mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. It's an easy movement to get a part, to get involved in. I mean, don't twist. I don't want to twist anyone's arms, but, you know, bonus dog.
So, Wes, you got a standard answer for this question?
No, I mean, I've seen fights. I've seen, like, a bridesmaid fall into a pond. I've seen, the groom get, like, practically, like, stripped down to his boxers on the dance floor and get in trouble with the bride. Right. I've seen grooms carried out, like, hammered. I mean, you know, nothing, like, too crazy. I've seen, like, people pass out at the altar, like, bridesmaids and stuff because they don't eat and shit. But nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. Like, I've never seen anything absolutely insane at a wedding, but I have seen parents get too drunk a lot. Mm-hmm. And then
we're talking about the whole weekend, because
I was involved in one of the craziest things I've seen at a wedding, but
same.
We all were
Of angry Albanians. Yeah.
Right. A rivaling wedding to the wedding we were there for in New Jersey.
That was crazy.
I refused a shot from the patriarch of the family, and I was like super, super hammered. And it was like the night before the wedding we were going to attend. And I guess like they got very upset. I turned down the shot, and like one thing led to another, and I got like jumped.
You got jumped. You got sucker punched and jumped by like 50. And then like it was me.
The whole wedding.
It was three guys. It was me. Taylor and you, and then against like 70 Albanians,
right?
It didn't go well.
No.
But then what did we do, Will?
Yeah. Then Pat edited a video mocking them.
Better than that, Will. We hijacked their wedding hashtag. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's true.
We just, because in the lobby they had the thing displayed, the so and so wedding with the hashtag, and we fucked that wedding hashtag the fuck up
with gay porn.
Right, mostly porn, mostly.
But also like photos of violence.
Yeah. Lots of crazy shit on there. And then Pat edited this video that made fun of like this amateur rapper who was part of their wedding party. Yeah.
They say Albanians are a bunch of troublemakers. They can't fake us.
But we're money makers. Hit you with the two eagles, with the Range Rover, run you over. I don't mess with Albanians is the moral of the story. They're like gypsies. They ride together. Even the 50-year-old women were stomping on Will.
They'll sucker punch you in and jump you.
Yeah, that was, I'll never hang out at an Albanian wedding ever again. And then another crazy thing that happened was at my wedding. I'm not going to name names unless they want to fess up. But some people asked if they could bring a stripper to the wedding the day of. And my cousin asked if he could bring his Tinder date. So I had to field two very inappropriate requests on the day of. I said no to both.
What animals? Fucking animals.
I met the stripper. Crazy. Is it okay if I bring her to the reception in 2 hours?
Real sweet.
ceremony. we've had our
fair share. She's a sweet girl.
She was.
She wore two thongs to the pool. That was her. That was her. Her get pool. Around of see her see through thong. She wore two, so nobody could see her vagina in the pool.
When did she eventually go home? Like before the right? Before
yeah,
the,
before the wedding. It was yeah, like okay, right. That's enough.
That's enough. All right, next one. All right. Good maybe question. Good question, too. Louis. Yeah, good question, Louis.
Joe, California, going on. All right, now, this week's question, because Pat wouldn't fully answer how he wipes his ass. Should have mentioned that during trivia. My bad, Pat. All right. What is the bummiest thing or, like, stuff you've done, I guess, lifestyle you've had, you know, in your life? Like, what's the bummiest thing you've done? Wow. For instance, you know, fucked up. For instance, for me, I've gone a couple months / maybe like a year where I didn't really put more than 20, 25 bucks in my gas tank at a time, and I never saw my gas sale gauge hit 3/4 going up. So, you know, is what it is. Now I'm from California, you got to drive all the fucking place. So, yeah. All right, let me know. Have a good one, boys.
Yeah, what's good. Our? He also wanted to thank you, Will, for improving and the great answer that we all gave when it cut out, where you were like, I think he's asking how we, you know, wipe. So he wanted to make sure that you know, we
got. Oh credit. Yeah, well, Joe's my thank man. Love Joe bringing the heat every voicemail.
Yeah.
Also, he played trivia like while he was at work. That was crazy. He's asking skeezy.
I've got one. I'll lead off. So okay. Like, what's the cheapest
your lifestyle?
Yeah. So, all the way up until like my mid-20s, when we first moved here, I was in a 2-bedroom apartment with Will. It was really cheap. I was sleeping on a mattress on the ground, and like I'd try to bring girls over, and they're like, it just like was like it's just the. I would sleep on
at the nice house we had.
Oh, the mattress on the ground for like up until like 27. I want to say like I was mattress straight on the ground guy for way too long into my 20s, and it's that's probably mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo that and up it one. Not to one up you, Mark, but I was air mattress on the ground guy.
For that's bad.
2 years.
That's bad.
When we moved to Austin, and I gotta tell you, when you are sleeping on your side on an air mattress and it finally gives out, you think that someone has fired shots in your house easily. It's like a gunshot goes off right next to your head because you're right it's there.
Not ideal.
No.
I think that the cheapest lifestyle I've ever lived was probably a few times like during college and then also straight after college, where I would basically just live the freezer and 40 only lifestyle. Like you only ate like, you know, frozen burritos, yes, or taquitos. Or
40s into your late 20s is very cheap.
Only frozen food.
Yeah.
And 40s, so because like it's the cheapest way to survive. And
dinner
also
and drunk,
drink.
Dinner and drunk, right, for $10.
And so you're just eating nothing but like frozen burritos and 40s. And I lived that lifestyle like for I'd say a couple years in different spots in my life. And that's probably the cheapest, my cheapest form.
That's cheap. Myself.
Yeah.
I was also living on an air mattress when Pat and I lived together in the same apartment.
You guys both you were double air mattressing it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I think probably the cheapest thing there was a Turney Smokes in college. I used to buy Turney Smokes, and they were like a buck fifty.
Discount cigs is a cheap move, yeah.
Yeah. They were bad. But they did the trick, you know.
Remember Mavericks?
Yeah.
Oh, back in Mavericks. I remember what it was. The LSU student paper would put out every week. There was a buy one get one Jack in the Box double cheeseburger coupon, which is a pretty fucking valuable coupon.
It's true.
And I would collect those things all day long, so I could have
two Jack in the Boxes.
Yeah, double Jack in the Boxes.
Ooh, sweet. That reminds me. When I worked at Qdoba, they had those like punch cards, and I would steal them out of the trash. When I worked there.
That's pretty cheap. That's a cheap move.
Yeah.
Trash.
And then you'd redeem. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. We're all scuzzy dudes. So
hey, we've all been there too. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, Joe. All right. Oh, well.
Hey, in fact, on Green Room today at 5 p.m. Eastern, call in with your cheapest moment could be the craziest story of the day if it's crazy enough.
It could be. I would say my freshman year roommate's probably one of his cheapest moments was trying to go back into the popcorn bag in the trash can, and he got a mouthful of juice.
Right.
Yeah, that was cheap on his part, and he got his.
And that's a wild story. That could win a t-shirt. You
never know. Could. All right. Here we go. Let's see here. Joe might not be done.
Oh.
Boys, it's Joe. I got to call back. I'm sorry. I cannot lie. I feel terrible. Last message, I said that I used to only put $20, $25 in the tank at a time. And honestly, I still do that motherfucking shit.
Yeah, he still does it.
Dude, I don't blame you. Back in the days when I was living the 40 lifestyle, I was definitely putting $10 max in the tank.
Oh, yeah. Not filling up the tank.
10 max.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a move that'll drive your parents nuts, but sometimes you got to do it. Sorry, folks. All right,
we got tank to tank.
We got two more. Yeah, two more here. Let's see. Second to last one.
Hey, it's for you, Pat. I want to point this out. You guys, I feel like you guys, with the whole entire new Space Jam movie, didn't get given enough credit. Like, I love all you guys. You guys are amazing. But, like, my 5-year-old fucking loved it. Like, my 5-year-old, he loved it. And me and him watched it together. And then my 3-year-old, he was having the time of his life watching it. Like, I was having more fun, like, watching their reaction. The only thing was, it's like, yes, LeBron is a shitty actor. We can all confirm, yes, LeBron James is a worse actor than Michael Jordan. But this movie was actually, like, very cute. It was a great movie whenever it comes to, like, watching your kids' reactions to it. Like, give me this acknowledgement, please, on this one.
I'm feeling, Pat, the question.
Pat's the only one that's seen it.
Oh. I think I know what's going on here. Is things are special to you when you see your kids react to them?
Yeah. Pat's the only one that's seen the movie. So, Colin, we don't.
My son said it sucked too.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I mean, and that's from just a slightly older child. I think 11. You know, kids that are 5 and 3, like, they're going to react, like, positively to nearly any cartoon.
I'll acknowledge it. I'm happy that your kids liked it. It seems like a good kids movie.
Pat, are you happy for Colin's kids?
Yeah, totally happy, bro. I'm glad that.
you got to deal with your own kid over there, maybe?
Is that what mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, this is the last one, Pat. So here you go. Last one. And it's a good one. Here we go. Pay close attention to what's said here.
Hey, my name's Greg. I just want to let you know, this one goes out to you, Wes. I'm here to end you. That's right. I'm going to end you, baby. I'm going to end you good. Cool.
All right. There you go. He's going to end you good.
Finally, finally, one of the fucking people that's mad about the Instagram video got through.
That's going to end you, Wes.
Where'd Greg call from?
He's going to end you good.
What's his area?
He was calling from inside the house.
512-270-1480
is our voicemail, so please call us and leave us voicemails. We'll read them every Friday. 5-star reviews. You guys kicked ass. There were 17 this week. Let's keep that going. We want 20 next week. We're getting so close to 4,000. Yes. If you get 20 next week, we'll pretty much be at 4,000. Please leave us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, on your wife's phone, on your sister's phone, on your mom's phone, on your dad's phone. Doesn't matter. We love you guys. Today, Green Room, join, call us with the crazy stories. We'll talk to you then. Until we talk to you then, make sure you have a great fucking day. And if we don't talk to you, have a great fucking weekend.
Love you, Greg.
See you later. Yeah.